Empire Lines uncovers the unexpected, often two-way, flows of empires through art. Interdisciplinary thinkers use individual artworks as artifacts of imperial exchange, revealing the how and why of the monolith empire. In this episode, Dr. Sonia Ocaña-Ruiz illuminates New Spain at the continental crossroads of colonialism, Catholicism, and Japanese culture from the 16th century through a Mexican Enconchado of the Virgin of Guadalupe.
A young, beautiful virgin gazes out from her frame at Mandorla, an almond-shaped aureole of light. Not to be outshone, her clothes are a mosaic made up of dozens of tiny shimmering pieces of mother of pearl. Her exceptional luminosity reflects that divine light and her status as the Catholic subject closest to Mexicans' hearts. This is an Enconchado of the Virgin of Guadalupe, produced by an anonymous Mexican painter at the end of the 17th century. An Enconchado is a painting made with pieces of mother of pearl inlaid on wood, painted and varnished. Produced exclusively in colonial Mexico or New Spain, its shimmering facet shows the cultural and Catholic connections between imperial Spanish American and Spanish territories. But these paintings are also the product of cultural interchange with Spanish territories in Asia and Japan. Alongside European techniques, Mexican artists were inspired by Japanese Namban lacquers, which flowed into New Spain's markets with the expansion of the Spanish Empire. As such, they expose how relations between Japan and New Spain in the 17th century were much closer and more complex than previously thought. Since the 16th century, the Spanish Empire held possessions in both the Americas and Asia. The Viceroyalty of New Spain was founded in modern-day Mexico in 1524, after the fall of Tenochtitlan, the Aztec capital. A few decades later, Portuguese traders settled in Nagasaki, on the southern coast of Japan. And towards the late end of the 16th century, some Spanish Jesuit priests joined the Catholic evangelical missions in the same region. The presence of Catholic Europeans in Japan inspired local artists, who adapted their own lacquers to European tastes and belief. These objects are currently known as Namban or Southern Barbarians, which is the word that Japanese used to refer to Catholic Europeans. Namban lacquers reflect the aesthetic typical of Japan's Momoyama period, with black backgrounds filled with autumn flowers and painted in gold. But unlike domestic lacquers, they are usually inlaid with mother of pearl, which was required by the Europeans who were already familiar with Indian lacquers from Gujarat, which included this material. Some Namban lacquers were made specifically for Catholic use. Indeed, the first Mexican saint, Philip of Jesus, was one of the 26 martyrs of Nagasaki in 1597. Seemingly separate, the two continents of Asia and America were thus connected by the Spanish Empire's new official trade route. Regular exchanges between Manila in the Philippines and Acapulco in New Spain followed from 1573. Mexico City became the beating heart of Spain's connection with Asia, and hence a highly globalized city. By the early 17th century, it was populated by people of Indian, European, and African backgrounds, with markets flooded with objects of Asian origins, including Chinese silk and porcelain. Except for some parts of the Iberian Peninsula, such goods were circulated more widely than in contemporary Europe, revealing how colonial territories were often more cosmopolitan than the imperial core. Japanese Nanban lacquers entered Mexican markets through the official Spanish trade route. However, the development of enconchados like this Virgin of Guadalupe derives from an orthodox use with European painting styles. Enconchados were made in Mexico City by some artists affiliated to the local Guild of Painters. In New Spain, arts were regulated by guilds, with members instructed to follow European techniques and models. But enconchado artists combined techniques rooted in Western painting and Japanese Nanban lacquer production, the latter totally foreign to Western painting. To be sure, Japanese Nanban lacquers were widely circulated in Portugal and Spain. Folding screens and even enconchados were often exported to Spain and became popular in different viceregal cities. By the end of the 17th century, they were sent as gifts to prominent Spaniards like Kings Charles II and Philip V. José Sarmiento de Valladares, Count of Moctezuma, and the last viceroy of the Habsburg dynasty in Spain, once ordered enconchados for himself and sent copies as a gift to the King Charles II. But these objects never sparked artistic interpretations in Europe. Mexico City's international makeup and frequent contact with non-European arts and paintings, meanwhile, encouraged more eager artistic interpretations. Enconchados were first made in New Spain by one family, the Gonzaleses. Their ethnic origin is unknown, but they are sometimes believed to be of Japanese descent. In 1610 and 1614, two groups of Japanese ambassadors visited the Viceroyalty of New Spain. It is believed, but not proven, that some members of these groups stayed and started families. But however appealing, the alleged Japanese descent of the Gonzaleses does not itself explain the making of enconchados. In New Spain, there were many other works inspired by Asian art, such as folding screens, which were not made by Asian immigrants or their descendants. Ultimately, these artistic productions correspond to something deeper than migration, a strong taste for local works inspired by Asian art. Cultural identities within the large transcontinental Spanish Empire were necessarily diverse. The fact that new Spaniards appropriated European, Native American, and Asian techniques suggests a wish to mix different artistic traditions to deliberately make unique objects. Asian objects, in particular, hence play a crucial role in building a specifically new Spaniard artistic identity that is unique from Europeans within the wider Spanish Empire. Enconchados are best appreciated when seen up close. The shine of the mother of pearl shell lights up the painting, offering different effects depending on the observer's proximity, the time of the day, and the observing conditions. Not surprisingly, they were often kept in private houses. The shine pairs well with the light symbolism of religious depictions. In most high-quality works, like this Guadalupe, the beauty of the depiction is enhanced by the enconchado frame. As such, the frame plays a key role because it is where the relationship with Japanese Nanban lacquer is most clearly seen. Enconchado frames usually have black pans covered by flowers, leaves, birds, and occasionally grape clusters. The figures are typically outlined in black, painted in gold, and shell encrusted. These signs recall Namban lacquer, but the figures are simpler and non-naturalistic. In this regard, the Guadalupe's frame is exceptional, as some of its figures are rather naturalistic, like the vine leaves. This reflects how this particular enconchado fused Japanese motif with European painting styles. Few early enconchados have survived, which makes it difficult to know to what extent the similarities with Namban lacquer would be key in the first stages of this production. Nevertheless, it is no coincidence that mother of pearl inlay is often associated to frames whose designs recall specifically Namban lacquer. The Gonzaleses were not painters who extended their market by occasionally producing enconchados. The family specialized in mother-of-pearl inlay paintings and were the only painters who worked exclusively on enconchados. While the painter of this Guadalupe is anonymous, its author was undoubtedly very familiar with the enconchados technique, which lets us suppose that it was made either by Miguel or Juan González. The Virgin of Guadalupe was the patron saint of New Spain. She originally appeared in 1531 to Juan Diego, an Indian convert to Catholicism. After she appeared to him for the fourth time, she left an image of herself in Juan Diego's cloak as a proof of such miraculous apparitions. It took decades before the Virgin of Guadalupe was accepted by all clergy and different social classes. But she eventually was, and her depictions became very popular from the 1600s, with thousands of copies being kept both in private diaries and churches. A few dozen were sent as gifts to Spain, including some made with the enconchados technique. This particular enconchado is different to most extant enconchados, except for a very similar copy that is kept at the parish of San Joseph in Tlaxcala, central Mexico. Both works stand out for the mantle of the Virgin, which is blue, like the original painting. But blue is rarely used in enconchados, probably because deep tones would easily cover the shine of the show. Most enconchados depicting the Guadalupe use pale yellow tones instead. The painter of our Guadalupe succeeded in making a beautiful mosaic-like surface and keeping the shine of the mother of pearl beneath the layer of blue painting. This suggests that he was a very skilled artist working on a special commission, which might have been originally planned to be shipped to Spain as a gift. Indeed, this enconchado stands in the Capuchin Nun Convent in Castellón de la Plana in Valencia, Spain. Enconchados are often considered to have been luxury items because many of the extant works are of high quality and were found in Europe, where they were exported and remained in prominent Spanish collections for centuries. However, archival sources prove that most of the production was devoted to the domestic market, and the qualities and prices of the works were more diverse. It is more likely that works were made for both special orders and the open market. Moreover, enconchados were also made by painters who did not specialize on enconchados. Most of the latter were of lower quality and have not survived. The close relationship between Manila and New Spain disintegrated shortly after Mexico gained its independence from Spain in 1810. Marks of this relationship with Asia have almost disappeared now, Only a few works, like Enconchados, have survived. Though the interest in Enconchados has increased in the last 20 years, technical studies are still needed to better know how they were made. There are a few works signed by artists other than the Gonzaleses. Their technique is yet to be analyzed, so we still do not know if they were very different to the ones made by the Gonzaleses. Japanese lacquers and folding screens have almost disappeared in modern Mexico. But by studying the circulation of Japanese original works in New Spain and the local objects inspired by them, we can better understand the true scope of the artistic relationship between both ambits and get a better picture of the role of Japan in the first stages of the artistic globalization.
Empire Lines is produced by Yelena Sofronievich. For more episodes, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.